If you have your Bibles, I would invite you to turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Continuing with 2 Corinthians, where our pastor has been preaching for the last few months, we come to this section, and this is a turbulent landscape for the early church. There are issues of authority that have been sparked by conflict and division, and the Corinthian church is no exception in our text. And so what Paul does is he addresses these issues of contention and power and struggles that are within their midst. As a pastor for many years myself, I can attest to you, I got to witness some of these contentions and struggles within the Lord's church. And these things are extremely destructive in the life of a church, and they are deadly to the peace of the local church. And there's one instance that stands out to me in my mind from probably 18 years ago when I was pastoring a Baptist church in Missouri. Baptists love business meetings. I don't know if you know that. And committees, business meetings and committees. And I was pastoring this Baptist church, a First Baptist church in downtown, and we had this business meeting, and of course we fed everyone at the business meeting, and so we had more people on business meeting night than we did a normal night. And it was in this business meeting that a member stood up and said this: "I know the church has grown exponentially over the last couple years, but quite frankly, I don't care. I want my old church back. And I want all these new folks to leave." Imagine the shock, right? The shock, the disappointment that I was feeling there. Unfortunately, that type of sin continues in churches today. And that type of sin, it was really that power struggle, issues of authority, like Paul describes here in 2 Corinthians chapter 10. And Paul confronts the issues head on. He asserts his apostolic authority, and then he points the congregation to the true source of spiritual power. So if you have your copy of God's Word today, I would invite you to follow along with me as I read 2 Corinthians chapter 10.